Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Michael V. Favia Healthcare Consultants Program. My name is Nick Augustine, and my guest today is Mr. Samuel Pagan, the founder and CEO of Funding Docs, a financial resource provider and consultant for dentists, medical doctors, and veterinarians looking for more money to grow their practices and expand their opportunities. Before we begin, I want to let you know that Chicago area real estate attorney Michael V. Favia can help you with Illinois property tax appeals to reduce and protest property tax assessments. With years of experience and all the right people to help dispute your taxes, the Favia Law Firm is ready to help you. Call them today at 312-609-6666. That number again, 312-609-6666. With offices located in the Chicago Loop, Rosemont neighborhood, and in the suburbs, the Favia Law Firm can help you with your Illinois property tax appeals. All right, on to our program today. Mr. Pagan, it's nice to have you. Let's talk about funding docs and figure out some opportunities for folks.
Well, thank you, Nick, for having me on your show. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about your background. Who are you? How did you come up with the idea to start this funding docs? And give us a little roadmap to what leads us to be on the phone here today.
Sure. I started about 12 years ago as a business consultant, and a lot of my clients were healthcare professionals looking for capital. And it led me to brokering deals. And I started working for a company for a short period of time, and I saw that there wasn't transparency and there wasn't explanation of how to navigate the loan process. And so my wheel started turning, and I decided I can build a business and do it better and do it in a way that brings options and transparency to the marketplace. And that's how pretty much Funding Docs was started.
All right.
And
well,
now,
the one thing that I know
and a half years later.
From I can say this from my experience in working with Mike Favia and all the different people in the healthcare consultants Venn diagram, I suppose. There's so many different professionals who connect with one another, and they're very specialized. And the further we get on, you know, as the years go by in the healthcare and medical industries, we see more opportunities for doctors and dentists who may be getting into a practice or at the tail end of their career trying to sell their practice, retire, move on, or do something else. I also think about some of the barriers that have broken down, allowing certain professionals to buy into and invest in other practices that might be outside of their, you know, we could have a dentist who's knows some veterinarians and wants to invest in one of their practice groups, all sorts of different things. So with an eye on that, we know that there's everyone in the process of getting real estate, buying into practices, you know, all the things that take money, and we got to figure out how to get them the money. You know, they rely on people like you because they don't know the process as well, and the process is not like buying a home or a car. It can be a little more confusing. You know, just like buying into a practice, the buy and sell agreements themselves can be huge. So let's go right from the top. How do you function differently than traditional banks and brokers at Funding Docs?
So what we do is we hold our client's hand through the whole entire process and explain to, we bring multiple options and we explain what those options are so that they pretty much understand, you know, what's out there in the marketplace and how to look at loans and how to choose one based off how it's going to really grow their business throughout the time.
Do you find that a lot of them have done some of their own research a little before they come to you, or how do they usually get to you? Through referrals?
So usually, yeah, it's usually through referral, directly through a bank themselves. If the bank doesn't have time to sit there and kind of hold the client's hand, they'll say, listen, we have somebody that you can speak to. They're very knowledgeable in getting loans and how to go navigate this process, and then they refer them over to us. And then once we see them, usually they have some information, you know, our idea of what type of loan that they want. But we always suggest that it's best to look at multiple options because each one varies, you know, one from a conventional loan to an SBA loan there's also short money loans, hard money loans, mezzanine loans. And so understanding what each loan is out there will determine which one would be best for your business. And we explain that whole process.
What about private investors? Are there private, you know, outside of the traditional banks and institutions making those loans, are there others out there, private funding?
Yes, there's also private lenders that are out there, and, you know, they have pretty good deals as well. They're willing to look at loans. They're favorable. And everybody that we work with in our network, you know, they are favorable to healthcare. That's where their focus is, and it's easier for us to process a loan utilizing our platform.
Well, and it, especially where there may be fewer hoops to jump through, different requirements, and there may be a trade-off financially where the interest rate may be a little bit different, or the pay structure, or however it's funded. You know, it may look different, but you know, more opportunities there. So there's a lot. So at the end of the day, people who say, well, I don't think that I'm going to qualify, I've heard of my friends who've done this, they really should open their ears because there's opportunities they don't realize. So what kind of the
exactly.
opportunities, when we look at the funding, you know, can you give us a few little bullet points or examples of the types of things that people are looking to raise capital for? And is it just people getting started in their career? What types of, you know, hypothetical scenarios could we imagine that we'd be in?
So we would start with startups. There are doctors that are looking to start up a new practice, and they want to find out what options are available for that startup. There's businesses that are getting ready to grow, and they're getting ready to buy an additional practice or expand into one. And, you know, and a lot of times we see those type of clients. We see clients that are looking to refinance their debt. They got to the point to where they don't have enough cash flow. So it makes sense for them to, you know, extend the loan, possibly go to a different rate, a cheaper rate. And so those are the kind of clients that we see. And there's different programs that are available for each scenario.
All right. So when someone's looking at some of the different factors, I know I looked on your website, and I'm assuming that there's different factors that are used to make different funding decisions for doctors. So what are some of those?
So to collateralize a loan, there are different ways that you can a bank will look at basically the client's financials to make that determination. And it can be equipment. It can be your own personal assets, like your home, cars, even life insurance can be utilized as an asset to collateralize a loan. You can look at your AR, for instance. If you have X amount of AR, and it's over the most banks will look at if for that at least 50% over what you're asking. So if you're asking for $100,000, you should have about $200,000 in AR available to cover that, to collateralize that loan.
So credit, what about credit issues? Just personal credit, credit?
Yeah, there's some banks that are a little bit lenient. They'll go down as low as a 620. And there's some situations to where, you know, even lower than that, as long as you have enough collateral to collateralize the loan, that they'd be willing to look at your loan as well.
So if someone is getting into, let's say someone is buying into a practice, a dental practice, for example, that is really doing well. They're looking to make a lot of money. They want to redo, you know, like, I need to get into this. I might, take a deal that's not as great on the front end, but I want to get into this. And once cash flow is good after a year or so, a lot of things can improve, and we might be able to do, you know, refinancing options. So is that something that Funding Docs is there for?
Yes, and we explain that whole entire process and how that works. And a lot of questions, you know, it will be based on what you want to do in the life term of your business. and how do you want to grow it, and what makes sense for that business. And it may be, you know, it may be a situation to where you might want to get something that's a fixed type of rate that allows you to pay for a longer period of time, which then allows you to have additional cash flow within the business that you can utilize to hire staff and other things. And so,
well,
you know, that might be one option for you.
The flexibility seems to be important, especially when we haven't had a lot of changes with interest rates and things like that in recent time, but other times there have been fluctuations and things going on in the market that, you know, where being able to be flexible and move around seems to be something that seems pretty important, have that option.
Yes, and it definitely is. You have to be flexible. You have to know when it's time to pivot. You have to understand, you know, what is most important for your business. And a lot of times it's just cash flow. For instance, if you have too much debt that's out and you don't have enough cash flow within the business to take care of other things, then that you can run into some issues there. And those are the times when it's time to pivot and to think about what's out there in the market and, you know, how do you approach the situation and how do you free up cash flow?
Yeah.
And it can be through a refinancing
money
program.
It's making money as a healthcare professional, whether doctors, dentists, veterinarians, there's all sorts of options that just never were there before. And it's really exciting for people who run into a company like Funding Docs to help them understand some of those options and opportunities. And one of the questions I think that they might have is, what is the specific role of Funding Docs in this process? Where, how does Funding Docs get paid?
And so we don't charge upfront fees. How we end up getting paid is we have contracts with the banks directly. If we end up, so it doesn't matter if you decide that you want to get a loan from B of A or Chase or any of the other companies, if we have a contract with that company, then they'll pay us for the closing. So we, you know, we don't charge upfront fees. In a lot of our services, we believe in providing value first. And that's just giving you the information to understand how to navigate the lending process. That's the most important part for us.
So give me an example of, so someone knows people in the different healthcare industries, how would we know when to make a referral and who would be a good person to send over to someone like you to figure out what their opportunities are?
So we normally work with attorneys and CPAs and banks themselves. A lot of times when, you know, a client is ready, they understand what the client needs already as it is, and they're going to make a determination, hey, listen, we need somebody who's a professional in the finance world that understands this process and can help, you know, help that person pretty much, you know, figure out how to basically navigate through it, that process.
So anyone is pretty much a good person to talk. I mean, those of us who have, you know, I came out of law school knowing a lot of lawyers, you know, and then you meet people who practice healthcare licensing and defense, like Mike Favia. You know, he was in the president of the Alumni Association at the same, we went to the same law school, John Marshall. And through that, I've come to realize how many people I know in my world, just kid, you know, someone I went to high school with, he's a dentist now, he's been expanding. There's a lot of people out there who are growing these practices and looking for opportunities. So really everyone is a good networking
honestly, pretty much anyone is. You know, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter who it really comes from. But, it, you know, just from our experience, you know, that's mostly where our referrals come from.
What do you say to someone who you get as a referral who says, I would like to expand, but I'm not one of the younger guys. I've been in this for a while. I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen things come and go. I've seen people do well. I've seen people not do as well. And they may have existing debts and obligations with other institutions and might think that they're not a proper candidate to even go down the path of trying to figure out if there's a way to redo some of those current obligations while, you know, and or acquire something new and move into another practice or another, you know, opportunity to invest.
Well, it's never too late to look at your options and see what's out there. If it's not going to cost you anything, why not educate yourself? Figure out what programs that are out there, you know, and you know, pretty much navigate through that process. Even if you are an older doctor and maybe you're closer to retirement years, and you know, maybe it doesn't make sense to extend the loan or to you know, even get additional capital. But there's still ways that you can free up capital just by speaking to somebody like us, who can kind of give you the different ideas of how to approach the situation.
Right. And a bottom line as well, doctors are busy. And sure, that may be on the minds of many to find out if they should refinance at better rates. You know, are we losing money or throwing out money out the window on a bad loan that we made, you know, years ago, and we just haven't redone it? And people are busy, but it's nice to seem to have someone out there who can look into those things and sort of have an ongoing relationship with a medical professional who's the other eyes and ears and looking how to save them money and help them grow and help them maximize their profits.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you know, something that we're very proud of. Just being able to help somebody that helps others is a great honor for us. And this is one of the reasons why we're in this business, and we want to be able to provide, you know, really just value and information and education of how to really navigate through this and how to grow your practice, and, you know, and also as well as connect you with the right people within the industry that do have the knowledge. We don't, you know, honestly, we don't know everything, but we do work with others that have been in the business, you know, for 10 or more years, and they do understand, you know, they have experience, you know, expanding and growing a practice or exiting one.
There you go. All right. Well, let's say I go through a process of applying. I tell you what my needs are. We go through all of our different, you know, options. So can you describe what some of the financial package options are that get put together for these clients, and what are some of the common experiences?
Sure. So let's say we're looking at somebody that's looking to refinance their debt. They're getting ready. They're on their fifth year, and that loan is getting ready to balloon, so that it's time to refinance. And what we'll do is, we'll gather the package. We'll help the client figure out what paperwork is needed. Then we process that through our network, and then we get back different options. Some can be conventional. Some can be SBA, and those look different. Depending on the client. So, you know, each, for instance, conventional, you know, those usually are lower interest rates, but you have to put X amount of money down. Usually that's between 10 and 20%. Then you have SBA programs that, if real estate is involved and your owner occupancy is more than 51%, you can get 100% financing, which means no money down. You can get it fixed or adjustable fixed, which means that it'll be, you know, a lower rate at one point, but then it'll go at another rate, and it'll stay within that term all throughout the term of the loan. And so those are the different programs. And then there's different, depending on, you know, if they're a challenged person that has challenged credit, then there's programs that are available there. And those, of course, are a little bit higher interest. They're shorter terms, but they are available, and it may be a temporary solution.
Right. Well, it's a temporary solution, pull up by the bootstraps, get things where they need to be, and then flip that around and, you know, sail off into the sunset someday. I mean, you've got to think, you know, we have to think that way in order to make it there. So, you know, and it's a lot of times it's just having someone else who knows all the industry options, who can talk about this or that and just make it simple, because no one has time to go and learn to do everything that Funding Knox can do for them in a seamless and simple way. Is there any final information that you want to tell us about Funding Knox, and any news or anything of interest you want to share?
Sure. So we brought in a new individual named Marty Rowland. He's helping us with private equity raises, and so we're looking at more startups this year, companies that are looking to start up a healthcare business. And we felt that resource is really important, because you know, a lot of times we do see people that are looking for capital to start a business, and that's not an easy road to take. And we felt bringing somebody that was experienced with, you know, he has over 20 years of experience and understands how to go on capital raises and how to advise on that process when you're a startup and you have to build a business and, you know, who do you talk to? And, you know, and so we felt that having that resource available was really important for funding docs. And that's, you know, something that's new that's going with us, and we're always, you know, available. And that's one thing, we have an open door policy. So you can call us anytime. You know, we're there to pretty much, you know, give you the information that you need, you know, completely transparent, you know, non-biased information that's basically there to really just help you out.
Good stuff. All right. People who want to get in touch and learn more, what should they do?
Sure. They can reach us at area code 888-607-4222, or they can go to our website at fundingdocs.com, and that's FUNDINGDOCS.com. And you can fill out, we have an appointment schedule there. You can, you know, set up a time to talk to us. You know, we work around your schedule. So that's how you reach us.
All right, wonderful. I also want to remind everyone listening to this program, if you are a doctor, dentist, other healthcare professional, nurse with licensing issues, any of the above, contact the law firm of Michael V. Fabia and Associates in Chicago at 312-609-6666. Again, 312-609-6666 for any of your needs in the healthcare licensing arena, as well as real estate and all the other things that sort of dovetail with it. It's a really great firm. Check out FabiaLawFirm.com. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and for hitting the share button and helping spread the good word, because you just never know who's looking for exactly this type of information. Samuel, I want to thank you again for being on the program. I look forward to talking with you soon.
Likewise, Nick. Have a great day.
All right. Everyone have a great day.